Welcome everyone, Akasha here. Welcome to the Bliss Life Global Healing Series on Soul Purpose Awakening. I'm very excited that you're joining us because we are having this global awakening and breakdown and lockdown and shutdown and whatever version of that you want to call it. And yet underneath the surface, the most wonderful deconstruction, reconstruction, and metamorphosis is happening. So all of us are awakening. All of the planet is awakening. And it's a beautiful time to let that breakdown happen and go into it, because we know breakdowns are just as good as breakthroughs. And we have an opportunity to look into what can we do? How can we prepare to create this new world? And we're between those worlds. One's not quite deconstructed. One definitely isn't constructed yet. It's a very unique time. So I want to encourage you to take advantage of this rare moment. We're not going to experience it again. And as uncertain and scary as it might be to you, there is a deeper purpose, and the awakening is leading us. So when you listen within, you have an opportunity to find out what the secrets and insights are of this grand transformation. So today, we're going to dive again into the deeper meaning of what's happening right now in 2020. And we have an incredibly special guest. This beautiful woman, Louise Mattson, is going to talk to us about navigating shifting timelines with ease and grace. And as you probably know, if you're here listening to this, that there are multiple timelines and multiple dimensions and all kinds of energies and worlds that you may have been aware of, but most people haven't been aware of, and those are coming. So it's a really important topic to be able to understand how to shift yourself from what the paradigm you've been living in and what is the optimal one for you at this time. So let me share a little bit about Louise before I introduce her to you. She's an intuitive, conscious channel and a conduit for energy healing, a best-selling co-author, a way shower, and a spiritual mentor and guide. Louise channels source energy, sharing the messages through her Source Speaks blog post, channeled healing journeys, and healing work. Her work includes one-on-one sessions and spiritual growth and group work creating. And she also hosts a wonderful series you need to check out called Mundane to Magical, assisting people all over the world to come together as a high vibrational community, supporting each other's ascension process like we're doing here. So I'm excited to be on Louise's Mundane to Magical coming soon. And her sole purpose, that's what we're talking about, and mission is to guide and assist people along their path from disempowerment to standing in their sovereignty. That means freedom, okay? And radiating their light openly to the world to empower people to understand who they truly are as sovereign creator beings and to realign their life purpose and true potential. So how perfect is that for us to actually tune in to today? So let me just bring Louise on here. Hang on a second. Okay, there we go. Welcome, Louise. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
Absolutely. So start by letting us know a little bit of how you came to understand your soul purpose, because I know that you've been on your path. And one of the things I loved when we met was how committed you were to it, how, you know, not like how serious you were, but, you know, how it truly is takes the number one position in your life and you consider things very deeply. So tell us a little bit how you got to this point.
Well, I came in knowing exactly who we are. That, you know, we were more than this physical form. And it was a bit of a rough ride initially because I landed into a family who were completely unaware of this. And it was like I was in a world full of aliens. nobody got me, nobody understood me. And to be honest, I didn't quite understand where everyone else was coming from either. So it was a bit of a rough ride in my early years, and I shut everything down very, very early on. And I was very conscious about this. I locked it all in a box and said, "You're not safe. I'm going to just try and fit in and just get through this." And I locked everything my clairaudience, my clairvoyance, my knowing, my claircognizance, all in a box. And when I'm not going near you, because it just gets me into trouble. And I did my absolute utmost to fit in with my family, just to be accepted and loved, and to fit in with the wider community. And that really was my perfect journey of disempowerment, because I knew exactly who we all are. I knew exactly who I was. I knew exactly what my truth was. I knew beyond knowing, I could see beyond seeing. I could communicate with the trees and dragons, and they were my besties as a child. But I shut all that down, everything that gave me joy, everything that made me feel good about me, I shut down to fit into this world that didn't seem to understand any of this. And so the first disempowerment was me disempowering myself and completely denying my truth. And then it just rolled like a cactus, one of those like shrubs on the desert that you see it just rolling.
Tumbleweed, yeah.
Yeah, because then it was just a case of experiencing disempowerment upon disempowerment, allowing everybody to disempower me, and handing my power away to people, to beliefs, to energies. And it came to a point where I remember somebody asking me my name when I was in senior school. And I said, what do you want it to be? And I was like, oh my goodness. At what point are you going to stop? You know, it's like, you've given your whole identity, everything away to whatever people wanted from you. Now, the funniest thing is that I actually believed that I'd locked everything in a box, but that wasn't true at all. Because what I was actually doing was using my intuition, reading everybody to find out who they wanted me to be and giving them that, which is, I might say, completely and utterly exhausting for anybody who is wearing many, many masks. You will know this. You know, trying to give everybody what they all need and they all have their own individual needs is just utterly exhausting. And so the universe was like nudging me throughout my life, trying to get me to step onto this path of reclaiming my sovereignty, reclaiming my truth, and actually allowing me to be who I am openly. But because I'd gone so far down that rabbit hole of disempowerment, I feared my power. I feared standing in my truth. I feared rejection. I feared not being loved. I feared all those things that many, many, many people who consider themselves currently to be starseeds or light workers or anybody who's kind of on this path and they're not quite sure what's going on. Those are the biggest fears that we have: rejection, not being loved, not being accepted, being ridiculed. And so the universe would give me these opportunities, these amazing, amazing experiences. And I would go, no, no, because I'd freak out. I'd literally have a freak out moment and go, no, I'm not ready. No, I'm not ready. And then eventually, it got to the point where, I believe very much that, you know, we have free will choice. Absolutely. And that is part of the game that we're playing. And my free will choice was to say no, no, no to the universe, all these points. But then there comes a point in your timeline where you really need to get on board with what you came here to do. And it's those moments where you may experience a massive trauma, an accident, a death of a loved one, something that really takes the rug out from under you and shakes you up. And, you know, it kind of like, it's one of those choice points, those big choice points that goes, okay, no, now really, we really need you to come back into alignment. And for me, that was in 96, and I was getting ready to go to work and I fell down the stairs. And I always say that it was a nudge by the universe. I ended up being paralyzed. I ended up being tetraplegic. And it was a massive, beautiful wake-up call. It was the best thing that ever happened to me in my whole life because it completely shifted that fear. It put everything into perspective, and it enabled me to get back on the horse, as it were, and really make steps onto my journey of reclaiming my power, reclaiming my sovereignty. Now, I'm not saying that I did everything all in one go. I didn't. It took, you know, some baby steps. It took some other bigger leaps. I completely changed my relationship with my parents. I wasn't at that point ready to step out of an abusive relationship, but with my parents, I completely changed that. Completely changed my career. I became a therapist. So yes, I'm a natural healer. As a child, I would place my hands on people and take their pain away. But I kind of went down the "this is socially acceptable" route, and it was our health service. And then it became doing Reiki and reflexology, which were both, you know, scientific or, you know, at least accepted. Then it became a little bit more esoteric with crystal healing. And then it ended up being, okay, just a full on allowing myself to be the channel and the healer that I've always been. So it's been an interesting journey. It's been a journey that's taken, decades. But I really love it because, you know, it's like people look at these people like Jesus and Buddha and they think 40 days and nights and then he was enlightened. No, you know, for the rest of us, it can take years and years. So just relax into your own flow and go with your own flow and your own perfect journey of enlightenment and reclamation of your true identity, which is as a creator being. You will do what you're ready to do when you're ready to do it. And so it's just allowing yourself to be nudged, to be open to those nudges. And when you're ready, take those steps that are in alignment to what feels good and right for you. Because I can honestly say, hand on my heart, every single aspect of my journey has been perfect to bring me to this now moment when we're in the most amazing, amazing global collective reset opportunity. And I'm ready. And, you know, if I'd have forced things, pushed things, or even done things, you know, differently to how my journey has played out now, I wouldn't like to say if I would have been ready to take it on in this particular moment as I have done now, quite so gracefully. So, you know, if you've beaten yourself with a stick about any aspect of your journey, put the damn stick down right now because it's not serving you. You know, just trust and allow yourself to be open to the possibility that absolutely everything that has happened in your life up until this point has been perfectly leading you to this moment. And that's when we get to look back on our life journey and see the gifts. You know, we don't get tangled in the victim aspect of the story. We see the blessings and the gifts and the lessons that we have been here to experience.
Yeah, it's such an important message because everybody goes through those ups and downs. Whatever your story is different. You know, the story, the movie, the drama, the novel, whatever your life is, right? It's all different. And yet that is one of the biggest things, right? Is people get caught up in, I wish I had this, or I can't do that, or I should have done this, or why wasn't this different? And it reminds me of a lot of spiritual teachings that say, don't turn around, don't look back, right? You'll turn into something, right? The idea that is not where you're going and it doesn't dictate where you're going. And so many of us did the same thing. You know, we came in open and joyful and little butterflies and everything. My mom used to call me the little butterfly. And then we shut down. Mm-hmm. And instead of being like, oh, it's their fault, when you do what you're talking about and you get to a point where you realize, wow, that was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I have many of those big, big breakdowns that are uber painful physically or emotionally. And yet later, wow, that was like the best thing that ever happened. How do you now, what are your tips on how people can be present at the moment, during a breakdown and be able to stay at a higher state through it, so that you're in it, you're experiencing it, and yet you're not giving your power away to it and going down that road with all those old judgmental thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess one, it's completely allow the situation to be. One of the things that I say to a lot of my clients is we've all got this kind of rescuer aspect within us. Whether we're trying to rescue somebody else or whether we're trying to rescue ourselves, it doesn't really matter. But it's kind of like you don't want the person to go through to the very depths of whatever experience they're going through. But in doing that, all we're saying, whether it's to ourselves or to another person, is, I don't think you can handle it. You can handle it. You wouldn't be here, and the universe never gives you anything that you can't handle. Now, it may push your buttons so much that you feel like you're really close to the edge. But it's trusting in yourself and also trusting in the divine process, because everything is divinely timed and everything is perfect. And there's a reason for everything. So if you're going through an experience, I mean, I've gone through major emotional breakdowns. I've really felt like I lost it at one point. I've gone through massive grief breakdowns with both my parents dying, and they were a big catalyst for me fully getting on board with my path, and also physical experiences of breakdown too. But the thing is, allow yourself to go to whatever level you need to go to, which then will trigger you coming back up again. And doing that with the utmost ease and grace is, one, surrendering to it. Because what I have found is when I surrender completely to whatever is happening, it goes so much quicker and smoother than when I fight it. You know, what we resist persists. So if you're in the depths of a situation and you just think, you know, oh my God, you know, I can't handle this, and you're trying all ways to distract yourself and get yourself out of it, most of the time you're just elongating that experience. If you fully surrender to that experience, and you know, I mean, many times I've said to the universe, bring it on. Yeah, you know, let me do this. You know, literally, if I'm going to die tonight, so be it. You know, either let me die or let me go to sleep. Whichever way it's going to be, you know. One of the most important things that Spirit gave me when I first absolutely fully committed to doing my work was, be really be responsible for your energy. So, you know, make sure that you're cleaning your energy field. Make sure that you are setting your healthy boundaries, and make sure that you're grounding yourself. And those are the ways that enable you to go through these triggers, these massive triggers. Sometimes they can feel humongous, with the utmost ease and grace. You know, I mean, I, during this current situation with COVID, even though I've been on this path for decades, even though I've done so much work on myself about, you know, the disempowerment programs of manipulation and control, I've been triggered. You know, at the early stages, even though I knew something was coming in 2020, but I didn't know exactly what it was. And when it happened, I was like, oh, wow, brilliant. This is it. Great. This is what we've been waiting for. I still got triggered. I got triggered by the manipulation and control, because those have been programs that have run through my whole disempowerment journey. But welcome them. I kind of go, yay, now when I'm triggered, and see them as an upgrade. Because it's an opportunity for me to fully experience it and then release it. Because once that energy has been fully expressed, it flows. Energy flows, it moves, it shifts. You know, this too shall pass. It's when we try and block it, suppress it, avoid it, that's when we're holding on to it. So again, what we resist persists. So surrender fully. And I just went out on the land, you know. I had the opportunity to get out and put my feet on the ground, even during the biggest lockdown periods that we were in. And I just, you know, I just got on the land, I put my feet on the ground and just connected. I didn't ask the earth to take anything from me. I didn't ask of anything. I just connected in. And in that moment, I felt completely held and could see the wider picture. Because when we're going through extreme experiences, we get really tunnel visioned. That is all we see. That is the only experience that we're having. But in actual fact, when we allow ourselves to kind of widen the lens and stop seeing just through the physical eyes, but, you know, from a kind of a neutral observer perspective, that's when we can go through these experiences with ease and grace.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because I'm the same way. I've been doing my work for decades and having my big massive breakdowns and blah, 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 right? And I don't buy into fear and I don't watch the news in general. I don't get into the drama of life in most places. And yeah, it was interesting though, when it started, I was like, it's okay, it's okay. But then for me, what was the trigger was my children are over there and my parents are over there and I can't get to them. You know, like you said, that rescuer, right? And then it's like, okay, well, I'll be okay. I do energy work. I can do that from anywhere, right? And, but I did, I had about a month, I think, of a lot of fear coming up. And I was just immediately, because I'm not familiar with that anymore, right? And I agree, I call them soul triggers, like boom, this happens, wow. And it was like, okay. And I just went right down into the fear. The first night, I stayed up the whole night and it was like a little trip, you know? I was like, woo, what's this? What's this? What's this? And yeah, with all the changes and all the theories and conspiracy, and nobody knows what's really happening or what's the truth. It's too many globally, too many people involved. And yet there is that opportunity to go through these things. What I love about what's happening, like you said, I was the same way. Woo, look what's happening. You know, we had that big cosmic event in January and I was like, get ready, ready. And it was like, oh, wow. Wow. And, but with all the fear and all the theories and people getting distracted, I think really, like you said, manipulation and disempowerment is when we're focused on that exterior world, the same way you talked about when you were growing up and when you were going through, and I'm sure everybody on here can relate to that, right? That you give away your power to their opinion and what they think and what this is. And it's a very different experience when you surrender and say, okay, let me accept that this is and go into it and see more. So when you have this, like during this, especially the corona experience, our crown experience, what are some of the other things that you've seen that are sort of insights that you've gotten since this all started? Because we're what, at least 6 months in?
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning, I was channeling nonstop. I haven't actually shared a lot of what I was channeling because it was stuff that I had to actually process through myself as well. But a lot of what was coming through was that, you know, this whole experience, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. It was an experience in the death rebirth cycle, you know, the kind of the shamanic death, you know, and it's kind of like death being that elephant in the room. Everybody, you know, is the biggest fear that we have because we've become so separate from our truth as eternal beings, as energy. You know, you can't create energy or uncreate energy. It just is. It just changes form. And when we've separated so much from the eternal truth that we are energetic beings, you know, creator beings, powerful, divine, sovereign, energetic beings, we cannot be made or unmade. So the idea of death then becomes irrelevant. It's just a change of form. It's a change of state. And so there was a, you know, the beginning was a lot of, you know, what is death? And people, you know, this was everybody's ability to fully come and face that fear. which for many, many people on this planet is probably one of the biggest fears and what most other fears stem from. So that not being, you know, that fear of not being, of dying. And then it kind of came into this whole kind of dismemberment. This is like a global dismemberment where we're breaking down the old that no longer serves. We're breaking down, literally, we're breaking down old structures that, you know, for many of us, in fact, you know, if you haven't lived beyond 100 years, is all that we know. We don't know anything else other than the world that we see outside our window. So this is a massive dismemberment, and I was going through so many, even when I had no intention of journey, shamanically, I was going through shamanic journey upon journey where I was just being dismembered in my journeys, constantly. It's just like, really? Seriously? I mean, you know, even the big portals that we've been going through, you know, I'd get to the portal and it would be like, right, okay, backpack off, everything off, oh, skin off, bones off, oh, okay, oh, we're going through another dimension, okay. Now I'm ready to go through the portal. Okay, I'm taking nothing with me. But that's what it's kind of been about, really evaluating your life, evaluating your relationships, evaluating what is important to you. What do you want to take with you onto this next phase of your journey? Because dismemberment, death is always followed by rebirth. Winter is followed by spring. We see it in nature all the time, but we've lost that connection. We kind of see death, boom, end, nothing. No, death is always followed by rebirth. And you and I have experienced that in our lives. And I'm pretty sure every person on this planet has experienced that. You've gone through a death of a relationship. You know, you go through the death of your childhood. You become an adult. You go through different stages and phases of your life. But we don't see it in that way. But it always brings anew. So this is an opportunity for us to go, okay, this is what has been. This is what is. Do I like it? Does it bring me joy? Does it fill me with joy? Am I in love with my life? Yes, no. These are questions we never ask ourselves. Really taking the time, the opportunity. And that's what I loved about the lockdown. It was like, you can't go to work. You can't be distracted by this. You can't be distracted by that. Face your stuff. Literally in your house, face your stuff. You know, what resonates, what doesn't, what's like really old and you didn't even know you had, but it's just still there. And it's do that in your external environment, do that in your head, do that in your heart, do that everywhere. Really allow yourself to go deep within yourself and clear out your cupboards. That's what dismemberment is. Getting rid of all that doesn't serve you, all that we've just been hanging on to, or, you know, all that stuff. I mean, we talk about women's handbags, but I think men are just the same. All that stuff that's deep, deep at the bottom that you've forgotten about. You didn't even realize it was there. And then when you empty your bag, you're like, oh my goodness, it's like a TARDIS and stuff. You know, it's do allow that process to unfold. And when you embrace it with joy, with laughter, with, you know, excitement and enthusiasm, then you're allowing space, you're creating that space for the new to come in. Okay, so what do I want to fill it with? Okay, so if this is not working, if I don't like this in my reality, if I could open up my imagination and just dream the dream, no limitations, you know, take all the blocks off, what would I bring in? Okay, what would the financial system look like? What would the education system look like? What would my life look like? Am I living in the place that I want to live, where my heart is pulling me to? You know, all of those questions that actually everyday normal life didn't give us any time at all to think about.
Yeah, I agree. I actually liked that aspect of the lockdown as well. I live remotely anyway, but I loved, it was like a snow day when I was a kid. There was so much snow that closed school and you just got this day off and nobody expected anything from you. There was this kind of, ooh, excitement to it. And yet I understand that people are living or locked up with people that annoy them. I know I have several clients who live with their exes and got locked in with their exes. There's an interesting thing to deal with, right? I wonder why that happened. And I know that a lot of people struggle. So we certainly aren't looking down on your pain. We totally get it. And yet, imagine when you unplug from the rush and the hurry, and I've got an agenda and I have to do this. And I think it's gone on long enough that we have a lot of people are starting to drop out of that as the norm. And so that they hopefully aren't going to rush back into that again. But it's so profound when these triggers come up, and to have those empowering questions is really great. Thank you. So I know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, you know, myself with my partner, you know, during this period, we've experienced that, you know, suddenly I'm in a situation where, you know, I'm perceiving the experience in this way, and they're perceiving experience in a completely different way to me. And, you know, there was a point in the lockdown where it was like, you know, my partner says, well, I just don't see how you can perceive it in this way. And he really struggled with being in the relationship with somebody who didn't look at the world in the way that he did. But it was like, it was this beautiful moment where we actually got to go there and have that conversation and come out the other side. Now, we came out the other side, we're still together and everything's great, but we're so much more connected because we understand each other so much more. So, you know, it's just allowing whatever process is going to come up for you and whichever way it goes, to be open to whatever way it's going to go, because that's going to be your own perfect journey. And that's going to be the perfect journey of the other person as well.
And I think it's really important what you said, that if you don't walk into it and accept it, embrace it, it's not going away. You know, I mean, I know in the work I do and probably in the work you do, that's what we find, right? We find all these ancient blocks locked in dungeons and, you know, put away and gagged and buried and whatever, because at a certain time they weren't safe. Like, you know, my voice isn't safe, you know, I'm getting in trouble. Or one of my students said yesterday, well, when I spoke up, I got punished worse. So then I learned not to speak up even when I really wanted to. And that's what's breaking down. Is to recognize it's time to go back to that and to walk into your relationship instead of going, oh no, I don't want to upset them. I'll just acquiesce to them. To do what you did, it's so profound. Because again, like everything else we're talking about, if a relationship is meant to continue, if you drag it along with a bunch of baggage underneath it, it's not going to be serving either of you, right? And if you go into what, like you did, and said, well, this is my perspective and this is yours, and you honor that and you allow it to come up, it might end and it might not, but holding on to things is such a drag, literally, right? Dragging all this stuff with us all this time. So, well, I know that you've been doing channeling a long time, and you mentioned when we first got on the call that you kind of fully moved into that. So do you have something to share? I think you said something about the heart.
Yeah. So one of the things that's been coming through is, and again, there's absolutely no judgment. I've done it myself, and many of us have. In fact, basically, if you've lived on this planet for any length of time, you'll have built walls or closed doors and closed your heart off. And if there's one thing that I have learned on this journey, the best way to travel through these triggers, these soul evolutionary opportunities, because that's what everything is. It's our opportunity to grow and gain that deeper knowledge and understanding of our own truth and who we truly are and what we came here for, is to have an open heart. But it's the first thing that we do is to close it down, because it's, you know, we don't want to get hurt. It's a protective mechanism. And one of the things for me on my journey was literally breaking those walls down, dissolving them, you know, burning them with dragon fire, just clearing all that debris off around my heart. Because when our heart is closed, it's very difficult for us to see the doors of opportunity that are open to us. And they're open to us in every single moment. And again, your experience of this whole incarnated life game that we're playing in, it's a playground, is determined by your perception. And if you have a closed heart, if you have, you know, built the walls around yourself really deep to protect yourself, because, you know, at the early stages when you first came in, you got burned in some way, you know, you went, whoa, okay, what have I just landed into? Boom, I'm going to build this wall to protect myself. And then that just becomes a habit that we do. You're not going to be experiencing the world as it truly is. If you think back to when you were a child and you talked to the trees and, you know, you had the elementals as your friends, you know, you may have seen fairies, or you may just have viewed life in a completely different way. And then there came a point where we all got on that treadmill and our lives became grayscale and they became mundane, which is why my summit is the mundane to magical. It's reversing that process. You know, there came that point where we closed ourselves down to the magic and the beauty that is all around us and always has been. When you start opening those doors up and allowing yourself to fully receive, you allow yourself the opportunity to see the multiple timelines that are there ahead of you. When you're closed-hearted, you only see one timeline. This is it. This is reality. This is the way it is. But when you're open-hearted, when you allow yourself to open up, that's when you get to see that actually there are multiple timelines. And the reason that I'm feeling quite disorientated, or I'm feeling a bit like, whoa, unsteady or lightheaded, is because at the minute they are shifting. You know, we're not on one timeline for very long at all at the moment. So, you know, once you're able to kind of be open to that understanding, that concept, and being able to, you know, in some ways see that, then your journey through it is so much easier. And that's what the activation that I've done as a free gift is, allowing you to anchor into something that's not of the physical plane, but is of the higher vibrational timelines, to enable you to stay centered whilst allowing all these timelines to just shift and move and come in, the new timelines coming in beautifully, connecting into it if it feels in resonance, letting it go if it doesn't, you know, just letting it kind of shift along as if you're, I always see like a cosmic dancer dancing lightly upon these timelines and just picking the ones that you want to connect into. But the one that the activation that wants to kind of come through now is about opening your heart to be able to do that, to be able to connect in with the much, much wider perspective of reality that's actually going on around us.
Wonderful. So is that something you're going to do now for us? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's just touch again on your free gift is called Higher Timeline Activation, right?
Yeah. I can't remember the exact title. I think it's like Navigating the Shifting Timelines with Ease and Grace, something like that. And it's a channeled guided activation. So the way I work is literally just to open up as a channel. I allow the energies to come through. I have no idea what I'm going to say. Like, I have no idea what I'm going to say in this activation that I'm going to do with you now. But I just open up, and whatever images or whatever words come through, I just share. So it's kind of like a guided journey, but it's completely channeled from Mother, Father, God, Source, the All That Is. The intention is to enable people to travel through this time of the many shifting timelines with the utmost ease and grace. The activation for this one, the intention is for the highest will and good for all, with harm to none, to enable people to open their hearts so that they can receive the many blessings that are available to everybody in this now moment.
Okay, good. Oh.
So just allowing yourselves to get comfortable with your feet nice and firmly on the ground. And allowing yourself to connect in with your breath. The beautiful rise and fall of your chest and stomach as you breathe in and breathe out. And the knowing that as you breathe in and breathe out, you are breathing in pure photonic diamond white light. The pure love light, light love energy of source that flows to us, through us and from us in each and every now moment. Just allowing yourself to be open to receiving this pure love light, light love energy. And allowing that light to fill every aspect of your being, every cell, every atom, your tissue, sinew, bones. Allowing that light to filter through every one of your systems, your endocrine, vascular, respiratory. Filling each and every one of your organs with light and allowing that light to expand ever further out from your physical body, your physical field. And just allow yourself to see, sense, feel or know that that energy, that light is clearing, cleansing and aligning. Bringing all back into stillness and oneness. Returning you to your pure divine blueprint. Allowing that light to extend out from your physical form into your wider energetic field. Pouring into your emotional layers, your mental layers, to the widest possible aspect of your beautiful energetic field. And then that light pours out even further until it creates a pyramid of pure diamond white photonic light around you. A clear and aligned space of safety. A boundary from any and all energetics outside of this pyramid. And once this pyramid has fully formed around you with the apex pointing up to the top and the base at the level just below your feet, encompassing your entire energetic field, we call in your divine healing team, those highest aspects of yourself that are ready here at this time, in this now moment, to assist you in your journey of soul evolution, to enable you to let go of all that no longer serves in this now moment, and step onto your highest timeline, your highest trajectory, through the opening of your heart space. Just allowing yourself to be open to receive. As your healing team form themselves around you within this pyramid of light. And they begin to work within your energetic field, aligning, clearing, readjusting the frequency, re-encoding your DNA. And And whilst this is happening, one of your healing team is joining you within your heart center. So just allowing your awareness to drop down from your head and enter into your heart space. Allow yourself to become aware of the space within your heart center. And allow this space to be filled with the loving light of the diamond white photonic energy that you are breathing in each now moment. Allow this light to fill this space. And as you allow yourself to open more and more to this light within your heart center, the walls of your heart center expand further out. And as this member of your healing team, this divine being of love and light, has entered your heart space, just allow yourself to be open to see, sense, feel, or know their presence. But know that even if you do not see anything or feel anything, that this divine loving being is there with you within your heart space and is there to assist and guide you in opening the many doors of the many walls of protection that you have created around your heart space. So allow this divine loving being of the highest vibrational energy of divine love, light, integrity, truth, and healing to guide you towards the back of your heart center to the very first door. And as you take their hand and they guide you to this door, allow them to assist you in opening this door. Open this door to your heart center. For as you open the doors to your heart center, you open your ability to receive. And as you place your hand on the handle, and allow the photonic white light of Source to fill you with courage, with love, with whatever it is you require in this now moment to fully open that door. Allow the door to swing open. And in doing so, the wall that was attached dissolves around you. And again, your heart space expands and fills with more pure photonic diamond white light. You then make your way towards the next door and allow yourself each time to be guided by your divine loving being of light. This very special member of your healing team to assist you in opening the door. Allowing yourself to receive more and more love and light into your field. Allowing yourself to connect more with your truth. The truth of who you are as a divine being of light and love. And continue this journey to the next door, and the next, and the next, until each and every one of these doors and these walls around your heart has been opened and released. With love, with thanks for their protection and the role that they have played in your journey up until this point, Feel yourself becoming lighter as you are able to expand your rib cage and take in more and more air and light and love. And as you look back, you notice that these doors that you have opened at the back of your heart are replicated through the front. Creating a torus field through your heart center for energy to flow freely to you, through you, and from you. For you to receive love, guidance, wisdom, pure divine source energy through the back of your heart center into your central heart chamber and out of the front, filling not only your wider energetic field, all layers, levels, and dimensions of your being, but also radiating that light out into the world. For as you receive, so shall you give. And as you open to receiving more love and light, you radiate that love and light out. As you allow yourself to receive the guidance and intuition on your next right step that is in alignment with your truth, so you create the reality in the wider aspect of your being, in the external field, as it is reflected in your heart center. Your healing team is working within your third eye and your crown and within your pineal, creating a pyramid of light extending up to your crown, to your third eye, encompassing your pineal and connecting down into your hypothalamus and your throat chakra area, enabling you to envisage and envision and see the many timelines that are aligned to your highest trajectory, and to allow that energy to flow down freely into your heart center, for you to radiate that out into the world. The divine being of love now takes you back to the central space of your heart center. And within your open hands places a gift. A gift of information, energy, to enable the upload and decodement of your highest trajectory within your heart center. Enabling and allowing you to discern which of the many different timelines we are experiencing in each now moment is in alignment with your highest and greatest good. So that you may step lightly upon that timeline and create that timeline in your physical reality. Allow yourself to receive this gift with the utmost love and gratitude. As you allow the energy of gratitude to fill your heart space, and emanate that out into the wider world. Your healing team is now indicating that their work is done in this now moment. And as the divine being of love that joined you in your heart center rejoins its companions within the pyramid of light, we give thanks. And we allow the heart to remain open so that we can receive and give that which is flowing to us in each and every moment. And so that we can connect with and discern our truth fully and wholly. And flow through our life journey with the utmost ease and grace. We give thanks to the healing team for joining us today as they take a step back. But know that your guides and allies, those aspects of yourself in the higher dimensions, are with you always. Allowing yourself once again to become aware of your heart space and the beautiful flow of energy to you, through you, and from you. Allowing yourself to connect with your breath and the gentle rise and fall of your chest and stomach as you breathe in and out. And now allowing your awareness to return to your physical form within the space that you're in. Bringing your awareness to your fingers, your toes, and bringing movement into them. And when you are ready, only when you are ready, opening your eyes and welcome back.
Wonderful. That was very powerful. I felt so sick for a part of it. I got nauseated and the pressure in my heart got really intense, and then I got a headache. I thought I was going to throw up, but it was like the other things you're talking about. I'm like, oh, good. What's this? Yeah. And then it eased up and it was such beautiful flow. Thank you. Lovely.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's experience will be different. And that is one thing to say with all activations. But just trust that the perfect level of opening, release, healing will always be encoded into you and experienced by you. And you may be drawn to listen back another time and get a whole different experience. So just trust and know that everything is perfect and you will receive exactly what you are meant to receive in this now moment. Oh, you're frozen. You back? Oh, I'm nice now.
Hello, I'm back. Just bam, everything died. Everything went black and I couldn't get back on the internet. Oh, okay. There we go. Oh my goodness. So normally the recording keeps going, but it said it was paused when I
Yeah,
said.
I paused it because I didn't know
Oh,
if you
okay.
were coming back. So
Thank
just
you.
thought
That's right. It makes you the host, doesn't
the
it?
host. So I was like, well, I'll just pause the recording so it's not just recording.
Okay, perfect. Oh, I love it. Okay, great. So then you finished saying what you were saying, which was wonderful. And we'll just go ahead and wrap up then now. So, all right, good. So why don't you share your website so people know where to find you?
Okay, so my website is loumatson.com. Very easy. It's just my name. But there's also mundane to magical living.com as well, if people are interested in joining that. I often put blog posts on that as well. So any channelings that come through, I share on both of the websites. So those are the places that you can find me. I also have a Facebook page. And a YouTube channel as well. So.
Perfect. Great. Oh, thank you so much. This was really delicious. I feel so expanded. Some really heavy energies left. And also make sure we will have here on this page and in the emails and everything how to get her amazing gift, free gift, to go even deeper or even differently again than we did today, and to begin to actively integrate and interact with these other higher timelines. I really think that this is a powerful thing to be able to do right now, to understand, like you said, this too shall pass, and there are alternatives, not for escape, but for rising up. So, what would you like to share with us as we close?
Just something that was coming through me today when I went out to connect with the land. Something about the different timelines. So a lot of people basically there's a few things. Timelines are our choice points. So we connect into the different timelines, and many people feel that part of the disempowerment thing is that we give people our power, that there's this savior that's going to make everything okay. So if I'm on a timeline that I'm not enjoying or that is causing me fear or whatever's going on in this current moment that you're connecting into through a fear-based timeline, there may be kind of like an individual or beneficial beings that people are thinking, well, they're going to come in, they're going to swoop in and save us from this timeline. No. The biggest key thing that came through today was it's our individual responsibility. So this is about us reclaiming our power, reclaiming the energy that we have fed into those timelines, those things that we see in our external reality that don't resonate with our heart, that don't resonate with our truth. And after this activation that's just taken place, you'll kind of have more of an understanding of what does resonate with your heart and your highest vibrational energy. And there's no judgment on anything that's gone before. We've all been playing in the 3D field. We've all been playing in that energy. But it's up to us. It's up to us to clean house. It's up to us to allow the dismemberment process that we are going through beautifully to take place so that we can clear the cupboards, and pull back those attachments that we have connected our energy into, reclaim that within ourselves, and so that we can actually tune into those higher timelines, the ones of love and light that we want to dance within in our future, and really hone in our energy on those. And it's absolutely up to us. You know, the other thing is that everything outside ourselves exists within. So, you know, some people call it the shadow work and things like that, to actually own, face those emotions, those thoughts, those beliefs, those programs that are within ourselves that have connected us to those lower timelines. We've all experienced them because we've all experienced life on this earth at this time. So when you're going through that process, don't judge it. You know, don't judge yourself. Just love the process and go as deep and as far as it feels right for you in that moment. And don't compare yourself with anybody else. Each of our journeys is beautiful and perfect. It took me 15 years to get out of an abusive relationship, and I knew who we are when I came in. So I hold no judgment on myself for that, because it took me 15 years to fully experience what I needed to get me to that point where I was able to say goodbye to that timeline with love and grace and reclaim aspects of myself that I had given over in that timeline. So, you know, these timelines, these dominoes that are dropping around us, just allow it to happen with the utmost ease and grace. Yeah, you're going to get triggered. When you get triggered, love the experience of being triggered, surrender to it, go with it, flow with it. Get grounded if you need to, have a salt bath or an Epsom salt bath or whatever it is you do to cleanse your energy if you need to. Most importantly, love yourself throughout the whole process. Ask yourself what you need and give to yourself.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. This has been a real honor to get to spend this time with you. And I so appreciate the message and your beautiful heart and everything you've gifted us today. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. It's been an absolute joy to share the space with you and with your audience. So thank you for asking me on your show. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone. I know that you're probably taking notes like crazy. You're going to need to come back and rewatch this as often as possible and make sure that you get Louise's gift. Ask us if there's anything else that you need and let me know how your soul purpose awakening is going. Please share this with anyone you think might benefit. It's a global awakening. It feels like we're in our own space doing it. And yes, we have our own path to go through, and we need to stay in our own energy. And at the same time, we're all going through this together. We really are one. Mm-hmm. So hold yourself with love and let other people go through what they need to go through too. So if you gift this and the other things that we're bringing together for this, we're going to be able to help everyone through this to lighten up and to lift themselves and walk through this with the grace and ease. It doesn't mean you won't be going up the hills and down into the valleys, but grace and ease is amazing. I can't wait to hear and see what timelines you shift into. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Namaste.
Namaste.